Hello, everybody. It's no exit, no way out. And I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna talk to you tonight about the thing that I'm thinking about. But the thing that I can't get out of my mind. And I hope that you like it. I had a dream about you. And I'm ashamed to admit it. I'm ashamed to admit what the dream was. You were there, and it's the first time I've ever dreamt of you. My very first dream of you. And I don't know how to tell you just how important that feels to me. I once had a dream a very long time ago, almost 22 years ago now. If that gives you any indication of how old I am, I apologize. I am quite old, a day older than dirt, as some people have called it, but 22 years ago, I had this dream that there was this man. He was tall, dark hair, always with the dark hair, and these piercing light eyes, blue or green. And I remember 22 years ago, the world that I had dreamed was incredibly white. This oversaturated white light filled the room. The bed itself was white. The sheets were white. The comforter was white. Our skin was pale and white because we were white. Your long arms held me, and our children ran into our bed, and there were two boys, a girl. And we were happy. I remember 22 years ago, this feeling of peace that I'd never felt before, envisioning a future that never came to be, feeling like everything was sorted until it wasn't. And I woke up and there was no tall, pale, dark-haired man. There were no three children. It was nothing like that. My reality and my dream could not have been further apart. And I remember waking up and feeling so happy And as those moments in my consciousness, my awareness of being awake, sort of brought me back to reality, and I realized that there was no man, there were no children, there was no love, there was no life where I had previously envisioned there being one. It was gone, and I could have swore it felt so real. And for it not to be there when I woke up was it was terrible. It was terrible. It was the first time that I felt this emptiness that I'm incredibly familiar with. This emptiness that pervades almost every moment of my waking day. sorry to say. That's not incredibly uplifting. You know, at the time I was 23, I don't know what was going through my head, but at the time I'd had somebody who I thought meant something to me, until he didn't, you know, due to, you know, untruths, suspicions that made things that felt right feel incredibly askew. That dream's the best dream I've ever had. Be in this white light, surrounded by love and my children and who I assumed was my partner, my husband. I don't know. He haunts me, this man, and he has for over 22 years, you know. It's odd the way that dreams can work their way into our regular lives and influence them in ways that we never intended, and change our outlook on life in general. I loved him, you know. I love that man. I love that potential. It didn't work out. He was not who he said he was. That's okay. You know, when we're young, we often don't know who we are. When I was teaching, I remember teaching the book The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton, and is that right? I always get the names wrong. But and I remember asking my students, who were all girls at the time, because I taught in an all-girls school, I remember asking them, I said, girls, you know, who are you? Like, you're reading this book about teenage boys, teenage girls, and who are you? You know, and I can't, I just remember getting, you know, 20 responses that were like, I don't know. Mrs. Nowhere, Ms. Nowhere, no way out. I don't know. Who am I? Who am I? And I remember talking in the teacher's lounge about getting all of these responses about from all of these girls who were like, I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am. And I remember grading these reports, these, you know, and just sort of telling them, it's all right, you know, you're in seventh grade, you're in eighth grade, you know, you don't need to know who you are just yet, you're still figuring it out. And there was this other teacher that I taught with at the time who was like, no, that's bullshit, they need to know who they are. Like, by the time they're 13, they should have an idea about who they are. And I just remember being like, for fuck's sake, I'm... how can you say that? Like, I'm, you know, nearly 28. I have no idea who I am. Are you serious? Like, how do you expect children to know who they are? You downgrade them for not knowing how to express who they are as people. It's confusing. Haven't you ever been confused? I don't know. She was Mennonite. I attributed her conviction to some sort of very strange... and it's not a strange religious practice. It's just an unusual practice. It's not even a practice. It's just an unusual... You don't know many Mennonites, is what I'm saying. I mean, maybe you do. Maybe you know lots of Mennonites. I didn't. So I just sort of attributed that to her and her upbringing and this idea that she'd been, you know, semi-brainwashed, perhaps. I don't know. But, yeah. Justine knew who she was at 13 and would downgrade anybody else for not knowing, apparently. I'm not sure what this story is proving or doing, but here it is. They have it. Bye-bye.